Here are the top 10 network marketing mistakes that you are probably making in your network marketing business. And I'm going to tell you how you can avoid them. My name is Cody Dean. I help network marketers grow their downline online, saving them a ton of time and saving their relationships along the way. So let's jump into those 10 tips. Number one is not having a clear plan or strategy for promoting your network marketing products. A lot of network marketing companies and uplines, they just say, hey, you know what, just talk to your friends, talk to your family. But what do you do after that? They don't realize that if you run out of people to talk to, your business is going to crash. Instead, your whole goal should be building out a list, specifically an email list that in case if social media goes down or if all of your friends and family desert you and abandon you, this list can be there. And if you need to make some kind of income for the day, for the week, you can send out an email blast to those people on that list. More about that in a bit. Mistake number two is not understanding the product and service that you are going to be offering to your people. And now when I say not understanding the product, I'm not talking about, hey, like you need to understand that it's black and you need to understand how it writes and you need to understand all the details of the product. What I'm talking about is exactly what does this product do for your customer and what do they want to get out of it? There's a classic saying of people don't buy a drill bit, they buy a hole. That's what they want, is not necessarily a drill bit, they want the hole that the drill bit will do. But you need to take it a little bit further and say, I don't want just the hole, I want to be able to hang up a frame, I want to be able to hang up or put up a shelf. And it's going to be the way that the people feel, specifically feeling respected and safe. So ultimately, you need to take from your product and get to the point of, hey, how can I make the person that's going to be buying my product service feel respected and safe from the product? That kind of sounds like they are going to be in danger from the product. I digress. Mistake number three is not building a strong team. In network marketing, you make a smaller commission off of these products that you make relative to some other products that you could be selling. You know, you could be making 40, 50% commissions on some of your own sales, but I think it was Jim Rohn that says he would rather have 1% effort from 100 people than 100% effort from himself. And this is the key here to building out a strong team. You need to set them up for success. That's where a lot of your income is going to be coming from, whether it's generation check matches, whether it's their volume that they bring in. That's really the only way that you get paid, is through the volume and the products that are being sold underneath you and into your network. So you need to make it, have them be strong and give them systems to put in place that they can sell the products and services. So that's really what will help you create passive income and walkaway income. Mistake number four is not being persistent and consistent in your business. To give you an idea of this, guys, I have been doing this for quite a while, and every week or so, sometimes 2-3 times a week, I'll send out an email to my entire list, just telling them what I'm up to, what I'm doing. And every so often, I'll get people that reply back saying, hey, I want to work with you. Hey, Cody, I like what you're doing. I'd like to buy your product, XYZ. Most network marketers, they quit after just a couple of months. They never put in that time and the effort to push through and be consistent. And one time I sent out an email and this one guy responded, hey, I want to get one-on-one coaching with you. Can you coach me? And I said, yeah, I'd be happy to coach you. And he said, and I looked at his profile and he'd been on my list over a year. And if I had not been persistent and consistent in sending out these emails to people and building up and nurturing this list, I would never have gotten that guy as a customer and as a coaching client. So be consistent, be persistent. Mistake number six is not using social media effectively. A lot of people, myself included, when I first got into social media, I was just posting out there about my products, my services. And I didn't really talk to people about like, hey, these are like, I didn't talk about their pain points and their problems. So that's number one with not using social media correctly, is people will, they'll talk about their products and not necessarily about the problems and the pain points. And then number two is, as soon as you post, like on Instagram, on Facebook, even like TikTok and Twitter, like as soon as you post it out there, it's gone. Like you might have this spike of views, but then it goes down and then it's gone forever, almost. Like unless someone's like stalking you, going back through 5-6 years of posts, it's gone. But at the same time, you have these other platforms that are search-based platforms. And that's where I would recommend for you to avoid the mistake of social media, is to spend your time and your effort on search-based platforms. This can be like YouTube. It's going to be like Quora. It's going to be like Pinterest. It's going to be like podcasts. Put your effort there. It's going to be slower. You might only get one view on your podcast. You might only get one view on your YouTube video. But in 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, if the YouTube video is done correctly, you can still be getting views from other people from the work that you did today. There was one YouTube video I made. It was a music video, and I'm still getting views to this day of an 8-year-old video that I made once. And that's the power of leverage. So don't make that mistake with social media. Mistake number seven, not properly following up with your leads. Now, a lot of network marketers are not using any kind of automation in place. And I kind of referred to being persistent and consistent before. They don't have any kind of automation in place to follow up with their leads, which can make it very difficult because if you are reaching out to 20 people a day, like some people recommend, you're cold messaging, which is not a bad thing, but you cold message 20 people, maybe 4 or 5 of them respond and you're starting this conversation. Then the next day there's 20 more people and 5 more respond. But then you have 5 from the day before and then another 5 and another 5. Just imagine you get 5 conversations going every single day. It can be very hard to keep up with all these conversations. This is where automation can come in to help with these leads and nurturing these leads and keeping them happy and following up with them, nurturing them, giving them exactly what they need. So when they are ready to buy, you are top of mind. Like that one guy, a year later, I sent him an email. I'd send an email to everyone. He responded. If you want to learn more about this, how to use automation, want to use how to use leverage with all these different social media, these platforms, these softwares, things that are out there to help you grow your downline online in an automated way, passive way, without bugging friends and family, saving your relationships, make sure you join my Humble Hustle University. And I actually am going from $0 to $10,000 a month case study right now, where I get a brand new network marketing company, no following, no money. I start from scratch and I will build it from $0 to $10,000, show you exactly how I do it so you can do it too. There's live coaching, over 30 courses inside. So make sure you join the Humble Hustle University. Go to humblehustleuniversity.com or more information will be down below. Mistake number 8, not being prepared for objections. There's 3 major objections that people have. Number 1, is this product or service really going to get me to where I want to go? And it's called the vehicle. Is this vehicle the right vehicle? Objection number 2 is, can I use that vehicle? The vehicle could be like a Ferrari and someone might not want to buy it because I don't think I could drive a Ferrari. I might crash into something, right? Like, can they personally use that vehicle? And then objection number 3 is external objections. Usually, do they have the time to use that product or service? And do they have the money to buy that product and service? Is it actually going to give them a return on their money, a return on their time, make their life easier? And status as an external objection. People do not want to look weird and be frowned upon. They want to be respected and safe. So you can understand those 3 objections. Mistake number 9 is not providing enough value to your customers. A lot of people I see on network marketers that are online, they're just posting about their product, how it's amazing, how it does XYZ for the face, and it gets rid of this dark spot and whatever. But rather than just saying, hey, like, look at my product, it will solve your problem, what if you said, hey, let me show you the 5 best ways to get rid of dark spots on your face that are natural, that are easy to do, and quick and easy. Let me send you my free checklist of the 5 things that you can do today to start XYZ, getting rid of these black spots. Okay. And it just so happens that the very last one is, hey, you can use this cream. It makes it a lot faster. It's easier. You could use lemon juice. You can use whatever. Do some research, but provide value first that people can go and get results. May not be the fastest, might not be the easiest, but they can get results. And then you can say, hey, you know what? There's a faster way. There's a better way to do it with my product. And then you can lead with, then you introduce the product. You don't necessarily need to lead with the product. And mistake number 10, not staying focused and motivated. And this is where discipline comes in. I love the book Atomic Habits. And he says the key here is to stay disciplined through the board of success. It's going to be hard some days. It's going to be tough some days. It's going to be a challenge some days to go out there and post and come up with new content and to come up with new emails and to come up with a way to market your products. You just wish that more people would buy your products and your services. And I wish it was easier, but you have to be disciplined. You have to stay motivated and focused. And that comes down to having a really strong why of what you're doing, why you're doing what you're doing. Second point with that one is to make sure that you have an environment that is conducive to success. Do the best that you can to create an environment where you can be focused and not distracted. Like for me, I have my phone right here. I should be putting this to the side so I don't even get distracted from my phone. So again, guys, those are the 10 mistakes. If you liked these, make sure you like and subscribe to the channel. Again, they are make sure you have a clear plan or strategy. Make sure that you have an understanding of your products or services, pain points, problems. Make sure that you build a strong team. Number 4, make sure that you persist and are consistent. Number 5, invest in personal development. 6 is use effective social media, search-based social media. Number 7 is probably follow up properly, not probably, properly follow up with your leads. Number 8 is be prepared for those major 3 objections that people have. Provide tons and tons of value that gets people results for your customers, and then introduce your products. And finally, number 10, do not, or make sure that you are focused and you are motivated. Control your environment. Be disciplined. Learn about discipline. If you guys want to learn more, get live coaching from me, join the Humble Hustle University. Information down below, humblehustleuniversity.com. Go out, be great, and create your freedom.